Over 25 years ago, curators Alan Teller and Jerry Spiral went to an estate sale in Illinois. Jerry says they stumbled upon a shoebox that would change their lives.
We saw this box under a couch. We're very curious people, so we pulled out this box, and we saw these envelopes that had negatives and these 4x5 contact prints stapled to the envelopes.
They were pictures of villages in West Bengal from 1945, taken by an unknown American soldier stationed there briefly during the war. But at that time, Alan and Jerry did not know any of this. They just had 127 pictures of village women in front of thatched huts, temples, farmers in sun-baked fields, with cryptic titles, Indian woman, Indian girl with jug.
This was not just a bunch of old photos. There was something very, very special about those photos.
And it was $20. So we bought it.
Why not?
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. When I met Alan and Jerry at the Indian Museum in Kolkata, they were telling the story of trying to solve the mystery of the shoebox. Anthropologist friends looked at the saris and thatch roofs and said it was probably West Bengal. But where in Bengal? They focused on the temples, going through hundreds of pictures in an archive, hoping that would lead to the villages. One temple really captivated them.
Architecturally, it looks like it's out of The Hobbit. It's crumbling. It's got a really magical quality
There's
to it.
There's a tree growing out of the
There's
roof.
There's a tree growing out of the roof.
And then near the railway hub of Kharagpur, they found it. It was still there, but...
It is now all painted white and pink, and it's brand new. It does not look anything like it did before. It is not in the middle of the jungle, in the middle of the forest. There is a whole town that is around it.
The magic was gone.
Now it is useful as a temple. So it raised all sorts of questions for us as outsiders.
You know, what's, it was abandoned before,
and it was a beautiful photograph, but a useless temple.
They discovered that there was a military base near Kharagpur. Americans were stationed there. They even found an old dark room from the 1940s where their man might have printed those pictures. One day, while visiting another temple with their album, a young man looked over their shoulder at a picture of the priest.
And he says, "That's my great-grandfather."
The priest's 90-year-old daughter-in-law was still alive.
And we gave her a photograph of the priest, and she took it and clutched it to her heart. You know, in 1945,
right.
Nobody had photographs, right?
I mean,
it's not like today where everybody's photographing with their iPhones, you know.
But even as the pieces of the mystery fell into place, the original question remained unanswered. Who was the photographer? Jerry and Alan realized that not knowing the answer actually had added something to the process instead of leaving a hole in it.
It would have become a biography project otherwise.
Yeah.
And it would have been interesting, it would have been great, but it wouldn't have been the same.
Now it has inspired a Nehru Fulbright Fellowship and spun off an art project involving 10 contemporary Indian artists who took the mystery as a blank slate to draw upon.
They could make this artist, this photographer, whoever they wanted it to be. You know, so Sanjay Chowdhury made him Jewish. Prabir Puryastra made him a crop-dusting photographer from a small Texas town. Everybody had a different sense of who this person might be.
A folk artist even composed a song to go with her artwork. When Alan and Jerry return to America, they want to scour the military archives in Alabama to pinpoint the unknown photographer. But questions will remain.
Why did he go and photograph the villages? Why didn't he just stay at the base and drink beer and play cards? You know, what was it about the Indian life, about the villages in 1945, that drew him to take his 4x5 with all the plates and the big the heavy bag and the heavy equipment and the tripod.
Even if they find out his name, Alan is also grateful they didn't find out right away.
We would have put him in the box, whereas this way we opened that box and we let other things come out and other things go in.
Yeah.
And I think that makes a real difference.
Sometimes it turns out to think outside the box. You have to keep following the box. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.
I remember.